can keep in mind, everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for December 1st, 2021. It's episode one. That's all you need. That's all you need for a podcast.
I can see you in action right across from me right now. This is fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is how the magic is made.
You're actually sitting there and you're glowing. You're looking at me like, oh my goodness.
Like, oh my gosh, a star. I'm sitting right across from him.
Curry and the Keeper. We have no idea what we're going to do, but we thought it would be a fun idea to do something.
Yes, Adam coerced me into doing this.
Well, I heard
with a glass of wine, yes. Mind you.
All right, so the idea started, and we're off to a great start. As we were doing Winery Wednesdays before the weather got cold, and we would go to one of the 116 wineries in Hill Country, Texas, and we were going to, you know, basically then come home after we've had some wine, and then do a podcast where we talk about. What were we gonna rate them on? What was it?
Ambiance.
Ambiance, yes. Yeah.
The wine, of course.
Yeah.
The charcuterie board and the
overall, sommelier. Sommeliers. Yes. Overall service and hospitality.
Yes. Yeah.
The sommelier.
Yes, and we've done four, and we have 112 to go.
Yeah. So that didn't happen.
Not today. It didn't.
No. But they are. But the wineries here are pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a variety of them too. And they're not just in, they're all over Hill Country. They're not just in Fredericksburg.
So we should probably, I don't really know what we're going to achieve with this, but maybe it'll just be a fun chat and people will chime in. Who knows where we'll go?
Yeah.
But I think we should talk a little bit about Hill Country life, about leaving Austin. I don't think it's a secret. You even just said it right there. I don't think it's a secret where we are.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of knows that. It's mm-hmm. Fredericksburg,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is not small, but it's not huge either.
No, it's Star Hollow. If people know, if people understand that reference from Gilmore Girls, it's exactly Star Hollow.
Yeah,
we even have a market plots.
We do. And if you know where Laura Logan lives, then you know you can find us, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. But it was the right decision to get out of Austin, and I think that everything just aligned perfectly for it to happen.
Well, we've been here for 5 months now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel? It's very different from where we were in Southeast Austin. Although it was nice, we had nice house on an acre, which was quite special for Austin.
Yeah, and a very diverse neighborhood too. The reason that we left Austin was because of everything that was happening there, and I think that you and I didn't really, I mean, we witnessed what was happening, especially with the homeless situation, but it wasn't until my sister came into town and she was shocked. And that kind of opened our eyes. And we were like, yeah, you know, and after finding the homeless camp on our property, like, yeah, it's time to go. It's time to go. And then things just, the universe just aligned.
Remember that was at night, someone was walking. I think we had put a fence up at some point. And someone was walking, it was still our property, like a whole part of it was still our property. And someone was walking there and like, hey, you know, what are you doing? Well, I'm just walking here. Yeah, but this is private property. Well, you're mean. It's like, what?
No, I distinctly told him that he better get the hell off of our property. Remember that?
You were mean,
like, get
yes.
it, girl.
Hey, Indiana. No, that's right. You are mean. I forgot about
yeah.
that.
I don't take any shit. But yeah, I mean, after Lisa came and visited, it was evident that we were just not happy with what was going on. And I just one day woke up and said, hey, how about Fredericksburg? And I found a house. It was the only house we looked at. And it was the house that we ended up buying. And we moved here and it's been fantastic. I mean,
a little bit about Austin still, because it wasn't, it now it sounds like it was just the homelessness, and which, by the way, how about the Dell Foundation donating $36.6 million to Mobile Loaves and Fishes, who Community First Village, who we've been supporting for what, 4 years,
yeah,
5 years now, maybe?
Fantastic. Yeah, no, yes, I love that, but it wasn't just the homeless issue. It was...
Well, South Austin, it was supposed to be all this investment, and they really let it go to shit. I mean, especially during the lockdown. It's like, screw it. Anyone east of I-95, Yeah. You're not worth it.
It looked like a third world country. Yeah. And it wasn't only that, it was the noise, the constant noise that was happening. It was the traffic.
Yeah, they were losing control of all kinds of ordinances.
Well, and you had the city that the infrastructure wasn't built to accommodate the growth.
Are we just old boomers?
Maybe.
Oh, well. Are we just,
let's have some wine.
Cheers. All right. Cheers. Are we just Jewish old boomers who are just like, hey, it's 10 o'clock. I can't, well, you are. It's 10 o'clock. I just take my hearing aids
Excuse
out.
Me?
I'm done. Oh. I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I could hear everything. Like the night that Biden won the Mexicans party till 5:30 a.m.
Yeah, yeah, but I was okay with that.
Yeah, but it's had to go to work. That didn't work for me.
Yeah, I was like, you guys have your night. That's fine.
So it was a multitude of issues. We wanted more land, too. And so that's why we started looking in Spicewood, Marble Falls. Mm-hmm. We looked
Is this for your for your vegetable garden? That's why we wanted more land? Or is it for the cattle?
That's happening.
Raising?
It's happening next summer.
The ham radio antenna. I'm still planning.
That's not
from
up
the last
yet.
House.
That's not up yet. So yeah. So everything just kind of, the universe just opened up and mm-hmm. we just landed here. And I absolutely love the people. They're kind. I love the fact that there isn't a lot of traffic. I just enjoy it. I love our home. I love that we don't have anybody close to us.
Your whole life changed.
Yeah.
I mean, our whole life changed, but you left RMHC,
yeah.
which has kind of been, you know, a while in the working,
mm-hmm.
In the works. And, you know, so that's more than just a house change and a neighborhood change.
Yeah. But I think I've adapted really well, really, really well. So yeah, it's comfortable. I absolutely love it. And the thing that is a little disappointing to me for Fredericksburg is there's no big box stores here. So there's no Target.
That's the whole point.
Costco.
That's the whole point. That's the whole beauty of it.
But sometimes you like to just go to Target and just
drive
to
San Antonio.
But I can live with that. I can live with that. And Fredericksburg is growing. A lot of people are moving here. More restaurants.
Is that really
are
true? Is that
yeah.
really like where are they? Where are they? Are they in the outskirts of town? Is the town expanding?
It's expanding in the unincorporated areas. A lot of subdivisions are being built.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot. So, but yeah, I think it's been a great transition, and this is our first Christmas in the house. And
you want to tell people what you're doing now?
Yeah, I am. I'm in sales right now. I work for a high-end furniture boutique, and I love selling. I love selling, period. And I'm pretty good at it, actually.
This is so good, because I've always said, if you want a great salesperson, find someone who works at a nonprofit. And it's so true. But you actually like, you really dig it. You are like, now you're doing long sale, you know, people coming back in like 3 days for, you know, some huge order.
Yeah. I had my highest sale last week, which was $35,000 worth of furniture.
You're all giddy with it.
Yeah. I'm a storyteller and I'm a communicator. So I talk to people and I get to know them and I share my stories and I develop this relationship with them. And it turns out great. And it's not, I like the achievement of it. It has nothing to do with the commission, because the commission is nice, but it's the achievement of actually closing mm-hmm. the sale that mm-hmm. I really, really dig. I really like it. Yeah. Yeah. I should go on and sell like houses or cars or something, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a thought. Yeah. I don't know about cars. Well, cars you could do. Well, cars is programmatic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's cars a little bit slimy. You know, you're getting people to finance stuff, but, you know, like, yeah, you know, and we'll finance this. We'll wash your car every time you bring it in. You've pre-financed that. And, oh, you know, it's kind of slimy.
Yeah. I mean, I just threw that out there. But I think that I'm just surprised at how much I enjoy the sales experience, how much I really enjoy achieving it and exceeding goals. And I never thought that I would. And I really, really do.
As long as you have a good product, right?
As long as you have a good product, you have to believe in the product too. Yeah. Well, but prior to when I left RMHC, I started working at J. Crew in the mall, a clothing store. And I absolutely loved it there. Loved it. And
this
I
is my
crushed,
favorite.
I crushed all those college
girls. You made
girls.
Little millennial girls, Zoomer girls, just weep. You were drinking their tears from your coffee cup.
It was great. And if they tried to steal a sale from me, I was all over them like white on rice. I was like, not let them get away with it, for sure. No, and I really liked it. And I was able to develop my sales technique of helping people, helping style people. And it was great. It was great. I loved it.
Even though, you know, our friends are all pretty cool, whether they're regardless of political persuasion or any other issues. How about the difference between just general life and how people interact with each other in Austin versus out here?
There seems to be many more like-minded people here that realize that there's a lot going on as opposed to people who are asleep in Austin. So being surrounded by like-minded people has been easier for me. But in Austin, I mean, we didn't really see many of our friends, and the friends that we did see were generally like-minded. So, but the friends of ours that think differently, I didn't really get a chance to spend much time with them in the last 2 years because of this mess that we're in.
We've actually had, you know, people that we know from years ago popping up and saying, holy crap, can we come out and chat? And, you know, that seems to be the hardest part for people, is that they can't talk to many people, or they're afraid to, or they don't have any place where they feel safe enough. Mm-hmm. They don't have a safe space to talk about, you know, just even if it's questioning certain health health regulations, you know.
I would have to say here in Fredericksburg too, pretty much everybody is disappointed in the current administration here. Yeah. I mean, they're feeling it. They're feeling it. And I didn't have conversations like that with my friends in Austin. We'll find out this Saturday. A bunch of friends from Austin are coming over, and it'll be interesting to hear their perspective.
Oh man, I'm not going to talk politics with them.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. I know exactly. I know exactly.
Hey, what do you think about those gas prices?
God, no. No.
But no, I mean, the people here are just nice and kind, and there's nobody harassing you on the street. And I mean, the local law enforcement will not put up with that at all here.
Right.
And I like that.
But also, it just feels to me like, yeah, do whatever you want, whatever you want. You know, it's like, nothing seems like a big deal. Like, no one's looking at each other's shit all day long.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just because there's so few people, there's not enough people to be looking at you. But, you know what I mean? It just kind of feels a bit like that.
Yeah. In the store, though, where I work, it's a high-end home decor, and there's a lot of furnishings in there and fabrics. And we do get the occasional drunk bachelorette that walks in, because Fredericksburg is huge for bachelorette parties. And so they come in, they have their open wine, and I have to tell them to put their wine down. And sometimes they don't like that, but they're usually tourists. They're not residents here. So I get the occasional snarky person like that.
Yeah. And they have no reason to be snarky.
They're drunk. They're drinking wine.
Yeah, you can have open container here in Fredericksburg.
Usually we like us sauced up people because they end up buying more stuff.
Yeah. I find it amazing how you're meeting all kinds of celebrities.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I met Cheryl Ladd. She walked into the store, and I'm looking at her, and I turned to her and I said,
classic move.
I said, has anybody ever told you look like Cheryl Ladd? And she said, I am Cheryl Ladd.
I got to take a look at her.
I'm like, damn. Hold on
a second. Let me take a look. How does she look? She's what, 70 now?
72. She's teeny tiny too. She looks great. She has a great plastic surgeon. Looks great. Looks very natural.
Hold on a second. Let me take a look. Let me see. Oh,
she lives in Bernie. Okay. She lives in Bernie, Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's about
Does she have the brunette hair?
No, she's blonde.
Well, this is
blonde.
I'm just trying to get the. She looks a little bit like Kristen Bell's mom in a way.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, I was not into her as a kid. I'm looking at some of the old pictures. She was too scrawny, skinny, tiny.
Yeah, she's super tiny. Yeah. So she came in the store. Shannon Doherty came in the store with her husband.
Man, how does she look?
You know, she's been battling breast cancer, so she.
Oh, I can't make any fun of her now. That's
no
good.
Don't.
Okay.
She looked like she does on television. And,
she looks a little bit like a younger Roseanne Barr. I'm just calling it one after another here. I mean, this is so obvious what's going on here. Okay.
She came in.
Just her face, not anything else.
Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres' makeup artist came in. I met her.
Oh,
I actually have her contact information. I want to be her friend. and then this other woman came in who is...
Are you going to get some Ellen dirt?
No. She said that Ellen's been very good to her and her family. And I respect that, but I want to be her friend.
Why?
Because I liked her. Oh, okay. I liked her energy.
Right.
And then I met a woman who is very high up at Beauty Counter Cosmetics. So mm-hmm. she was really nice. Jenna Elfman just came in from Dharma and Greg. Remember that show?
Oh,
I don't know what she's been in recently.
Man.
She came in. Of course, Lara Logan comes in.
Oh, let me see Jenna Elfman. Yeah. She kind of looks the same, doesn't she?
So I've met more celebs
Than I have.
In Hill Country. Yeah. And I have their personal contact information. So about that?
You slide into their DMs. It's all right. Jack Dorsey DM'd me. So.
Yes, I know you showed me. So, yeah. So it's amazing. Apparently there are, I don't know, what did our realtor tell us? There were between 4 and 6 billionaires that live in Fredericksburg.
Oh, more billionaires in Texas live in this area, in this direct area than in Dallas, uh-huh. I think. Yeah. It's
yeah.
But you wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Bird Dog across the way. You know he's sitting on millions of dollars worth of property over there living in his RV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice Bird Dog. Yeah, but it's great. How do you like it out here?
I fucking love it out here. I really do. I love all the people that we're getting to know, because it's pretty basic, you know. For me, I'm in prepper mode. I'm like, doesn't matter if anything's going to happen. It's fun putting shit together and having, you know, all these different people that we know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it is good.
And, you know, like, Texas Slim wants to have lunch next week.
Okay.
Yeah, so people like that, you know, they're trying to make sure that certain, you know, if stuff happens, that we'll be okay.
Yeah, exactly. The people that we've met here have been really like, they're like of earth people. They're like grounded in the earth, like just goodness.
Yeah, like we have this like common property that a couple of houses out here share, and this one. Beautiful neighbors of ours, Dilbert, you know, he was hanging up Christmas decorations. He goes, oh, I do it every year.
Well, to so that people understand, we live in a very small subdivision, which is what, about 16 lots that range between 3 to 5 acres.
There's five houses.
Yeah, maybe six houses with the one being built next to us. So it's super small. So we don't have a HOA. But this neighbor of ours, Dilbert, he takes care of the common areas, and he hung up Christmas decorations and just out of the goodness of his heart. And that resonates with me. I like that.
Well, he's also an ex-spook, so I think he's atoning for his sins.
Are you sure about that?
He is. Well, they're retired. They were in D.C. His wife was Department of Homeland Security.
Ooh.
He was in, like, finance in the Pentagon or something.
We need to have them over for cocktails. Yes.
I think you're right. I think we need to mine. There's so many military intelligence people out here, it's not even funny.
I know.
It's like, oh yeah, that's a guy from Special Forces lives there, and he lives there, and
it's crazy.
Yeah,
we need to invite Dilbert over. Hey, Dilbert and Dogbird, why not?
Do they have homeschools here?
I'm so far removed from that. I have no idea. I would assume they do. I don't know.
I would just think you never hear about school shootings at homeschools, do you?
Don't, yeah. Don't. No.
What does that tell you? No, what does that tell you?
I haven't. I have not heard that.
We got to reinvent stuff. We got to reinvent humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I think that's slowly starting to happen.
Oh, I don't know. Although, who was it? Dana, Hollywood producer Dana.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think his wife doesn't really listen to the show, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
But they were in the car and he was kind of forcing her to listen. And then, but she was really into it. She's a lawyer. And she knew that all the Kyle Rittenhouse stuff was all, you know, she knew what was going down, what the case was.
Mm-hmm.
But she hadn't heard the media coverage.
Oh.
And she's like, oh.
She didn't pay any attention to it?
No. Well, I don't know if she watches it or not, but she hadn't heard that. She hadn't heard any of that media coverage. She's like, holy crap, is that what's really going on?
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know.
Huh.
It's kind of a reverse wake up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's happened a few times with people.
That was a really important one. So many people have said, oh, hold on. You told me that Anna from Young Turks had...
Mm-hmm.
Was that a clip?
I saw it on Twitter. I'm sure there was a clip. I saw it on Twitter.
I feel poorly prepared.
Yeah, there was a lot of people that thought that he had shot 3 black people. And, obviously because of the way that the mainstream media had formed the narrative. I was following it. Now I'm following Ghislaine.
Oh yeah, well, tell me what are you learning, Brolf? Because this is
Brolf.
So here's how it works. Tina will be, you're just following all kinds of stuff. I mean, you're really.
I'm a Twitter addict. Yeah, I really am. I'm a Twitter addict. And then I go.
It's sometimes it's concerning, but you know, you do your chores. So I'm not too worried about
it. I do my chores.
I'm not too worried about it.
No, I'm definitely, that's where I get a bulk of my news. And then I'll go down rabbit holes, or sometimes I'll just read you headlines and then you'll dispute them immediately. And I always think that I'm catching you like, did you know about this? And you're like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, damn it.
No, but you got, how many times do I say, send it to me?
Oh,
send
a
it
lot. To me. I send you a lot. Yeah. I'm definitely a no agenda producer.
So, more than that. So much more.
Thank you.
That mic is good on you.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Was it?
Who gave it to you? At the Bastrop meetup.
I say Dave Hellman, I want to say. Yeah. This is the Neumann. This is the T103 microphone. It's like an $1,100 mic.
Wow.
Yeah, of course, we flip on the regular mic like I have, and there's a big-ass noise. This place is annoying.
I'm like, man, this is a janky studio.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell kind of equipment is this?
So, of course, this is a high-end studio microphone. It needs a windscreen in front of it, which I didn't have handy, so...
Yes,
luckily, you still had a pantyhose somewhere.
From the 1990s, I think.
We cut off the foot, and we've sucked it up over the Neumann. It's beautiful. Anyway, so...
The Ghislaine Maxwell. I've just been getting snippets, people. There's a whole Twitter thread. There was a young... Well, she's not a young girl anymore, but a girl when she was 14 was talking about how she was basically groomed. And she was talking about who was on the plane and what Jeffrey Epstein would do to her and how Ghislaine was involved in it. And it's pretty damning evidence.
And this is a Jane Doe. We don't know her name.
Yeah, they refer to her as Jane. But they preyed upon her when she was 14. And she came from a rough family. I mean, I think her parents were divorced or, you know, they were poor. And so they preyed on young girls like that.
But these stories, these are all known. This is, nothing is new. This has been in all the reporting right down to, even though interesting, was it 700 hours of flight time were accidentally released by the FAA?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Coincidences like that are always amazing.
But this particular woman was paid out of the Epstein victim fund. I don't know that I have that name.
So she received money and she still testified.
She received a $5 million settlement, of which she said she got $2.9 million. Yeah.
Well, then how can she testify?
I don't know.
Why don't you know this?
Because it wasn't in the Twitter thread that I read. That's why. I was just reading her testimony. So, but yeah, I mean, she said that Clinton... Trump was on the airplane. What? I guess there's new news about Jay-Z coming out.
I remember Trump was very confident about that. And I think he did fly on the plane, but without Epstein and not to the island. It was, you know, it was like, I need to borrow a plane. And somehow it was his. I mean, I think...
That's what I heard.
So I don't know.
Something was wrong with his aircraft and he
I hate
he
it when that ride. Happens.
He hitched
hate
a ride.
I tell you, I used to have a private aviation helicopter. There's nothing.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah. That's BT before Tina. I blew it all, baby. Sorry.
Damn it.
Yeah. There's nothing like, you know, being in London, having done a day of shopping and like, okay, let's fly back. And then your helicopter doesn't work.
Oh, whoa.
And then you have And then you got to go to Gatwick and with the plebs. And
white guy problems.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's truly the worst. It's just the worst.
Anyway, so that...
Yeah. You wait. The flying car is coming. It will be in our garage. It'll be 5 years, okay. I'm keeping this car until the flying car comes.
Okay. So anyway, getting back to Ghislaine, Ghislaine's trial, that's all that I know, is that they had this young girl on. They had the pilot on who talked about who was on the flight, and then they had the girl, and she was going into detail. And
like what?
About how she was lured, and they took her to Victoria's Secrets, and they bought her all this lingerie, and how they told her to go into a room and massage Jeffrey Epstein, how it turned into an orgy, and how he wanted her to sit on his face.
Okay.
So... Yeah.
We just got kicked off of Apple. We're not even on Apple. I'm not even going to put this on iTunes, on the Apple podcast.
I'm just repeating what I what I learned. So
okay. So it's really nothing new then. Yeah. It's all kind of the because what is the pilot going to say? Yeah, these people are on the plane. We kind of knew that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so that's the big thing going on.
But what's we were talking about earlier, and I can't remember. Was it we had this whole slew of CEOs resigning? And it was, I think, around the time Bob Iger from Disney resigned. But it was also, I thought, somehow the timing, I can recall us talking about that being around an Epstein.
I remember that, but I don't remember thing. And when now it was.
Now we have a whole bunch of other CEOs all resigning.
Yeah. I don't remember when that was vis-a-vis Epstein's
death. Are people talking about that? You know all this
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed it. Oh. Yeah. I noticed it that they said, well, this is coincidental all these CEOs are resigning right when this Ghislaine Maxwell trial is happening. But I think that you can connect anything to anything. So who knows? Who knows? I don't know.
That's what a podcast is all about. Yeah. You got to connect things to things.
Hello. You could make anything work.
By the way, I just need to thank the Jeff Smith because he did such a great job on this. Listen to this shit. So good. Oh, this is the instrumental.
Good job, Adam.
Where is it? Oh, here it is. This is the one, yeah. You gave a directive to him, which was so funny. Here, hold on a second. He said, well, what do you want? And what did you tell him?
I said I wanted something that was sort of had an Incubus vibe to it.
Yeah.
And this is what he came back with. And he nailed it.
First take.
Completely nailed it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So as we build whatever this is, as we figure out what we're doing, which we need to hear from you, you can email everything, all of your suggestions.
That's a great
issues.
Idea. Tell us what you want to hear. Like, yes. I mean, we have so many stories. I can tell you how I met Adam.
Tell everyone.
Do you want
how
me to
you,
tell that story?
Mine as well.
You want me to tell the whole story?
Is that something that should be behind a paywall? Is that
no? No, let's see. I remember. Okay, I started working at Ronald McDonald House Charities in 2014, and the CEO had mentioned in a meeting that she was having a potential donor come by, and that he used to work for MTV. And I said, "Well, who is it?" And she said, "Adam Curry." And I'm like, "Oh, I know who he is because I remember him from MTV and remember having a little bit of a crush on him."
There it is. Mm-hmm.
And then I remember him coming in with his second wife. And all I remember is I looked over and I'm like, man, those people are really tall. Look at how tall they are. And I didn't really have a conversation with you. It wasn't until about 6 months later and we were at a donor event. And that was November 2014. And I was already divorced. And I think you were in the throes of getting ready to bail.
We just had a huge fight.
Yeah, before the coming to the donor event. Mm-hmm. And I remember coming up to you just because I wanted to make conversation because that was my role. I had to mingle with the donors and
you brought the chocolates.
And I knew you were a celeb. And I was like, hey, I walked over with these chocolates that were made out of blueberries and they had a bunch of antioxidants. And I said, oh, you need to try these chocolates. They're really great. They're filled with antioxidants. And Adam turned to me and he said, with that figure, you don't have to worry about that. And I was like, whoop. And the wife was standing right next to him. And boy, if looks could kill, she would have killed him right on the spot there. And I was like, all right, douchebag, I'm walking away.
I can't believe you talked to me at all after that.
I was like, what a douche. What of his wife. So then fast forward, 6 months later, and you had agreed to MC our major fundraiser.
Just honestly, because I remember that moment.
But do you remember meeting me in that moment?
Oh, yeah. I remember the whole thing. I remember making the joke. And what I do not remember is feeling bad about making it towards my then almost ex-wife.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
I do not remember feeling remorse. I probably didn't even think about it as being rude.
So let me ask you this. That's nasty. When you came to the meeting, when we had that first meeting, did you remember me from that first time that I was at the donor event or not really?
Not really.
Okay, that's okay.
No, I don't think so.
That's fine.
I liked your shoes.
Yes, you did. You did. So we were in this. So anyway, he was coming to the Ronald McDonald House for a meeting and I was like, oh, Adam Curry's coming. And my a work colleague said, yeah. And I go, is his wife coming? She said, oh no, he's divorced. And apparently she's in Mexico now. And I'm like, oh.
You do the voices very well.
Oh, interesting. So we went into the meeting and I...
Wait, were you just walking around wild and unattached and available that you're all like, ooh, interesting. What was up with that?
No, I was hanging out with somebody at the time. I was hanging out with somebody.
Hanging out?
Yeah.
I like how you say that.
Yeah, you know.
Hanging out.
On the side. So we had this meeting, and then after the meeting, we were walking out, and I had these herringbone shoes on. They were black and white, and Adam said, oh, I really like your shoes. They remind me of ska. And so he walked out the door, and I turned to my colleague, and I go, who is ska? I had no idea. And then...
Well, it's ska. Ska was Madness Selector. Yeah. This was a whole... thin black ties, black and white. Yeah. And you had black and white shoes. They were totally ska.
I was enamored. I definitely liked you. And
I made up for all the douchebaggery just like that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then he friend requested me on Facebook that night. So I was like, oh, he must like me.
Well, we were going to be working together.
Oh, okay, sure. Okay. And then, it took you 6 weeks to ask me out because you were busy. But during those 6 weeks while we were texting back and forth, but I did my reconnaissance. I started listening to the No Agenda show, which I think was around show 700 and something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I heard all about Nurse Tracy. I heard about Nurse Tracy, how she was your cultural attaché. but I was trying to figure out who this person was and who, what was he about? And
you listened to the No Agenda show around episode 700. Did you not think to yourself, this guy's a nut job? The shit he's talking about
No, that didn't cross my mind. What crossed my mind was, wow, he knows a lot about a lot. That's what I thought. And
enough about too much.
Yeah, I just thought you knew a lot about a lot and a lot of things that I never even paid attention to. And then 6 weeks later, we went out on our first date. And then, we just started having fun. And I remember early on into our dating, you asked me what I thought about Hillary Clinton.
Really?
Yeah, you asked me about what do you think about the Clintons? And then you asked me about Obama. See, you were doing reconnaissance on me.
No, man, I don't think so. I was just trying to get to your lizard brain to activate you to hop in the sack.
Oh, that's right, because you said you had the player handbook.
The player handbook, that's right. He was like, here's how you get her in the sack. I'm like, okay, I can do this.
That's right.
And I said, hey, don't worry, I've got the player handbook. It'll be a great date.
That's right. That's right. That's I remember true. That. You told me that the first date that you had the player handbook.
I bought that thing, too.
Yeah, it was a PDF. It wasn't even a book. He's pulling it up right now.
I am.
I think you talked to... And John was disappointed that you were dating somebody because he wanted to live vicariously through your single...
Oh, no. He, that was horrible.
Yeah, he didn't like that.
No, he didn't. No.
Because you were like, I like this girl. And he was like, no.
Yeah, although he is the one that named you the keeper.
This is true.
I can't find this. Oh, wait.
I have it.
You still have
that? I still have it, yes.
Okay. People need to know that Tina is a hoarder of certain things.
No, sentimental things.
Sentimental things. Here it is.
This
is
a hoarder.
You can read it online. No, that's by Brenda Jackson. No, that's a different player's handbook. Sure.
Yeah, but Adam Curry needed the player handbook. When he hit the dating scene. How about that?
I was so bored of everything. And let me try this version.
Let's talk about your Tinder date.
Let's not. My profile clearly stated 6'5". So don't show up at 5'1" and say, oh, I'm surprised. No, this is very bad.
Anyway, so that's how we met. And we just started having fun. And we just clicked.
So about Hillary Clinton. Oh. I was going to tell you this earlier. This is my transition skill. Here's what I heard. This is the gambit of all gambits. This would be so beautiful. You'll love this one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you'll love this one. Kamala retires.
No.
VP retires. Gets a 25. This is exactly how I heard it. Okay, so this is, take it for what it's worth. These things have been right before. Gets a $25 million house, taken care of, boom.
Is that taxpayer money?
No, this is all going to be Democratic Party donor money. Okay. Yeah, they have to do something because they have a dead president, not on the money, but in the Oval Office. They have a hated vice president who seemingly really can't do anything. So they have a problem, and there's still all kinds of shit going on behind the scenes, who's running the show. So technically, the following would be possible. Vice president resigns for mental health reasons, family, whatever she wants. That's possible.
Do you really think they're going to let, she's going to let them disgrace her like that? You really think that?
Look at what she's done to get to where she is today. She's disgraced herself in many ways. So I think she will stoop to any level for whatever she needs.
She's on.
She may not have a choice.
I don't know.
She may not have a choice.
She's on the country. She's on the United States stage right now. A little different than being in California.
She may not have a choice.
Okay, so go ahead.
Gun to your head. Either you take the $25 million house and the mental health break, or don't fly in small aircraft and stay out of the hot tub. I'm just being an evil doer.
Okay.
Joe immediately appoints his new vice president. I checked the 25th Amendment. This is not a vote. This is not a party thing.
He appoints it?
Yes. The new vice president would have to be approved by the full House and Senate. And that would be Hillary Clinton. Joe retires. Hillary's president.
Bullshit. No way.
Okay.
You think you by no, the no, full I, no, House and
don't,
Senate?
Don't
no
tell
way.
Me. I think I'm just telling you what I see. That's why they would have to do it very quickly, because they barely have the Senate now. And I'm not sure if the vice president resigns, does she still have the deciding vote in the Senate?
I just heard it.
I was like, okay, that's pretty eloquent. That's simple.
Out of all the people,
what
Hillary
else could they
Clinton?
Do? What else can they do? Just let, I guess they can just hobble Joe along. He seems to be doing fine. He's bumbling. No one cares anymore. He's just used to it.
Yeah.
We all know that he's not doing it.
He's a meat puppet. Out of all the people, they would look at Hillary Clinton. Has this ever happened in the history of presidency?
Vice presidents have resigned. Yeah.
They have?
Spiro Agnew. He resigned. He was bad dude.
And who was he?
Nixon was president.
Mm-hmm. Who was he replaced with then?
Oh, was that Gerald Ford at the time?
I guess the Democratic machine is so
all big political and, machines.
Yeah,
not just the Democratic machine.
I don't know. Hillary Clinton seems like a far-fetched.
Yeah, he was succeeded by Gerald Ford,
and then, she is not liked at all. At all. That's going from terrible to worse in my mind.
Well, yeah. Look, it doesn't matter, because the media in general will just run it.
Yeah, they'll cover for him.
They'll just run it.
They'll cover for him. Huh. I don't believe it when I see it. I'm skeptical.
Since you're the Twitter aficionado.
Yeah, what can I tell you? I got it right up
so
here.
Everyone now, I really didn't participate much in this because I really just don't care, but a lot of people really hated Jack Dorsey.
Really?
I would say so. They all said, oh, Jack sucks. Jack's letting this happen. Jack's letting the president being deplatformed. So what's the vibe now that Jack is gone and we're getting the new guy whose name we can't remember?
What is his name?
Parag,
or I don't know what his
name
is. Let me see.
He's the chief technician. You know,
his name is, I'm probably butchering this, Parag Agrawal.
Okay, that's not a cool CEO name, and it's even worse DJ name. So this guy should not be in this position.
Well, people were upset because he obviously didn't cleanse his Twitter feed, and he had posted in November 2020 this tweet that said, our role is not to be bound by the First Amendment, focusing less on thinking about free speech, but thinking about how the times have changed. And then also on the heels of that coming out, they had just made an announcement where you cannot share any images on Twitter without a person's consent.
Yeah, how is that going to work?
I have no idea how they're going to manage that. And a lot of people are saying that the censorship is just going to get worse now under this person.
Yeah,
so to me,
I'm all for that.
It's going to become a liberal, I know you are, but it's going to become a liberal echo chamber. I mean, it really already is. People think that
That's great.
People think a lot of people are connected to Twitter, but they're not. There's not. There's a, it's small numbers of who's actually on Twitter. But the liberal voices that are on there are really loud, and it's just going to be a liberal echo chamber.
What is it that keeps you there?
My favorites that I keep going to, which I can tell
you. Are you in the liberal echo chamber?
No, I have to listen to some of them.
Okay.
I have to listen to Amy Siskind.
It's just kind. I know you.
Amy Siskind, I can't stand her, but I have to see what she's saying because I've got to understand her thinking. And Molly Jung Fast, mm-hmm. who is equally as bad,
what
and
do,
Jennifer
what do these
Rubin,
do?
Who is just terrible.
All right, let's go back. First of all, Jennifer Rubin, she's a journalist.
Well, she claims to be a Republican, but she's really not.
But she's a journalist.
Yeah.
Okay. Amy Siskind is what? Just a troublemaker?
I think she's a journalist, too. Hold on.
For what?
Hold on, I'll tell you. But I have to...
I see I've made a terrible mistake.
What?
I did not bring the wine bottle into the studio.
Yeah, you probably need to get that. She says she's an activist, feminist, and author. The weekly list and podcast archived at Annenberg Penn. She's the founder, president of The New Agenda. And she's a former Wall Street executive. She's horrible.
Does that say that on her profile?
I'm also horrible. She's horrible. I mean,
Stacey
Abrams
horrible.
Just announced that she's running for Georgia governor in 2022. And she is all over that. Like, she is like, donate. This is so awesome.
Well, but that's okay. See, you're acting a little triggered by it.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
But I think this is the other part of Tina who loves sales and that achievement. Is it part of Tina that wants to go and just fight?
Oh, yeah.
It's Indiana versus Chicago.
You don't know how many times I have... you don't know how many times I have typed out a tweet deleted it.
Oh,
because
I do.
Just like, oh, yeah, these people drive me crazy. But I have to hear both sides. I have to. Just to kind of stay present to it all.
All right.
But my favorites are that my go-to...
Wait, well, hold on with your favorites. Hold on. I'm going to go get the bottle.
Okay.
So maybe we can get one of those St. Bernard flasks for underneath Phoebe's chin.
No.
We could fill it with wine.
No, we just need to get the decanter, pour the whole bottle in there, and just bring it in the studio.
I'm not an alky.
Hmm?
I don't drink that much.
Yeah, but we could easily do a bottle of wine.
A whole bottle?
Yeah, we've done it before. Okay, so my favorites on Twitter, these are my go-tos. I go to them every day just to see what's going on. Of course, you.
I don't post anything.
No, I know, but I look at your responses and I look to see if you're liking any hot chicks tweets.
Do you really do that? Are you really? All right.
Nah, I'm not worried about you.
Because I said it earlier at lunch. I said, oh, yeah. There was this Dutch woman. She said, oh, Adam looks so good or swoon or whatever. I said, and I hit her profile picture first to see if she wasn't too hot so I could like her tweet. So I'm not stupid. And then you pull it up. She says, she looks good. I'm like, come on, man.
I'm like, close up. Yeah, woof.
Come on, man. Wow, so judgmental.
No, I know.
Anyway, one glass of wine. So you're Indiana versus Chicago. You have this fight in you, but you waste it all on these numbnuts.
What do you mean?
Oh, you're yelling at numbnuts.
No,
these people are no good.
You know, I'm
not condemning it. I'm sorry. I'm not condemning it.
Yeah.
You like it, though. You really enjoy it.
I do. But I don't get in the fray too much because I did tell some guy today that he was living under a rock. So, my God.
Yeah, yeah. You went all out on that
one. He was like, I was questioning the CDC and he's like, the CDC has saved people, blah, blah, blah. I go, you must be living under a rock. And he goes, that's so funny because who are you talking about? And I said, believe me, I understand what I said something. Hold on. I'll tell you exactly what I said. You'll like this. He said, yes, the funny part is that you think it's me. I said, I understand how difficult it is when you're living in mass formation. Look it up.
Ooh,
burn.
Look it up.
Burn.
Ooh, sick burn. Sick burn.
Anyway, my go-to people are Tim Pool. I always go to Tim Pool. He's kind of snarky on Twitter.
By the way, now that you're doing a podcast, now you're going to see what it's like to get snark.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, yeah. People are like,
You don't know what you're talking about.
I don't. I really don't. It's all my personal opinion. And if you're offended by it, I don't really care. I really don't. I follow Jesse Kelly, who is hilarious because I like the snark. I really like
the snark.
Give
me an example of Jesse Kelly's snark.
Let's see. Let me see here. So he had tweeted, been thinking about this for a while. When we break up as a nation and I begin forming the Republic of Jesse, I'm obviously going to be dictator for some time until I get everything sorted out, but I'm going to give Clarence Thomas veto power and everything. And so this woman goes, can I be VP? And he goes, no, there will be no women in my administration. You're welcome to apply for something in nursing or secretary work.
Oh, wow.
See, I love the snark because I know that he's kidding. I like Matt Walsh too. He's very snarky too. I guess I'm attracted to the snark. And Glenn Greenwald, who I think is unbelievably intelligent. I just really like the way that he reports on things. I can't
get through a whole Substack of his. It's just too long.
Oh, see, I find them so informative.
But I know what he's going to say.
I mean, he uncovers things he's uncovering right now. He wrote this Substack about this organization that I forget what the name is. I can look it up, but about how they protect animals from doing experiments. And he went after Fauci's
NAID?
Yeah, and how they were doing the experiments on the beagles and how, yeah, and how, because.
But this is,
what?
It's all just nastiness. Of course, there's all kinds of experiments done on all kinds of cute animals all day long.
But here's my point. I never knew about anything about that.
You didn't know about this?
Half
of your makeup was tested on cute beagles.
I was asleep until I met you. I was asleep. I was just, you know, I was in the dating scene. I was just trying to.
It's a modern day
I was just trying to have
beauty.
A free meal.
Did you like it? Did you like your free meal? How's your ride so far?
Pretty good. No, I mean, I was asleep. That's another. Well, let me finish my. And Glenn Greenwald.
Don't raff.
Candace Owen, I like her too because she's fucking smart.
Yeah, she's smart. Owens fans.
I like Jack Posobiec. Posobiec, yeah. I used to like Scott Adams, but he's too pompous.
Where's
for me
Mo Fax? Where's Mo Fax in this list?
Mm-hmm.
I hear a bunch of white men, lady.
Oh, I know.
Karen, this is what I'm hearing.
I like Zuby.
I like Zuby. Zuby is the black face of white supremacy. We all know it.
Yeah, I like him too. So
Zuby is cool.
Yeah, so every morning I go through and I look at everybody's tweets, and then from there I go down rabbit holes, and then I share them with you. So
if anyone's listening on a podcasting 2.0 app, you can boost at any time. We're not going to take any PayPal or any Patreon. We definitely want to get some feedback. Here, I actually have the... you've probably never even heard these. Boost! Have you
nice.
Heard any of these? No, you don't know
no,
any
No, because I don't listen to the podcasting
2.0. Oh, yeah. So we have a whole bunch to remind people it's time to boost.
Okay.
Boost.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Dame Jennifer.
Here's your cue to boost. You know you want to.
Nice.
We have Benjamin, the Frenchman.
And now, as the French say, it is time for le boost.
Le boost.
That's nice.
You can send a boost to Graham and they'll come up right on that screen over there.
Oh, sweet.
That's what I've been showing you.
Very nice. Yeah.
So definitely, we want to be stacking sats here. That's all we have left.
Yeah.
Is your sales and stacking sats.
There you go. And then we'll see how this show shakes out. We're not sure. I'm like Adam said earlier, I'm interested in hearing what you want to hear. So.
Yeah. And we'll need things like a website.
Yeah.
I mean,
can somebody build one for us?
Yeah, exactly. We have nice and logo.
We need merch. We need artwork.
Slow, but yeah. Okay. Yes. We need that. We do. Curryandthekeeper.com. We have that.
We do have that.
Basically, it's a page with our logo and a link to this first show.
Yeah.
I think we'll do it on the alternative weeks for MoFax.
Yeah, and we'll see where it goes.
Just catch up.
Yeah.
And,
Hey, let's talk about our dog.
Oh, my God.
What do you think about our dog?
I have become a dog person.
Oh, my gosh. Adam is enamored with this dog. I've never seen this out of him at all. I mean, I've never really been around you with dogs, but You've seen me with children.
I'm nice with children.
Yes. You adore this dog, though. You adore her.
Well, this dog found us.
Yes, she did. Thank you, Dame Alicia and David. Julian, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know their exact names.
Sir Julian.
Sir Julian. But you know him as something else, though.
I know him as David, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I know him as... I have the three other names. I mean, I have all kinds of code names, and he was working at his previous company.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, that was it's really interesting because I think it was my, I want to say it was Uncle Don years ago, and this is before I met you. He said, do you have any pets? I said, no. He said, you should really consider a pet, a dog. It brings a lot of love into the house. And that did stick with me. And I've had dogs. I mean, I've had tons of dogs and cats and goats and horses and all kinds of stuff.
Swans.
Yeah. But it was, but never this conscious. Like, you know, we have a great life. You know, there was no reason for us to screw everything up with something that's going to suck. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we were very conscious about this. Mm-hmm. And we were first thinking about a puppy.
Well, I wanted a Bernie Doodle and you didn't want a dog.
I don't want anything with the name Doodle. It just sucks balls. It's deballing. It's not masculine. I told Tim, I said, oh, yeah, we're going to get a Bernie Doodle. Bernie Doodle. He has a fucking doodle dog himself, Frank. Frank the Doodle.
I know, but you agreed to it. So we had made this appointment.
Because I am a good man.
I know.
I will love the dog, even if it's a doodle.
It's like, I won't tell anybody it's a doodle dog.
No, this is a Burmese poodle, mountain dog.
The poodle is the number one sex worker dog in the industry. Mm-hmm. They're like mating with everybody.
It's like whenever I see one of these, I said, your dad's a fucking poodle. Stinky ass poodle.
Sorry,
poodle owners. I know I'm being very, very racist.
So this was the Saturday before we went to the Bastrop meetup.
Yeah.
And I had filled out the application and we had an interview with the Bernie Doodle puppy person on Monday. And so we had made the decision, we're going to do this.
Yeah,
we're going
to
get a dog.
I didn't know you have to have an interview.
They want to make sure we're worthy.
And we have to do credit check.
Worthy.
And all
they
kinds
want a blood
stuff.
Sample.
Yeah. Almost, yeah. I didn't realize that. But okay, I'm going along with the game. I'm good. I'm like, this will be fun.
He's like, I'm not going to say it's a doodle anything, but it's a dog. And then we go and we meet Phoebe. That's that night.
That night.
We met Phoebe. Mm-hmm. And Adam was like, this is karmic. This dog was presented to us. She needs a home.
Well, it felt really, really weird because here we are about to do an interview for a doodle, you know, a precision bred dog. And here's this beautiful, very demure, obviously in need of love and in need of a home dog that wasn't even named by its rescuers.
No, they wouldn't name her because they knew they couldn't keep her.
Yeah. And it's like, this is, and then they said, if it doesn't work out, you can bring her back. Well, come on. I mean, that was the most beautiful offer ever.
Yeah.
But I think we knew the next day, like, nah. Well, you kept saying, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm waiting for the other. This dog is perfect.
We have not had one issue with her. Not one issue at all. Not one.
No.
And good thing we didn't name her Whitey.
Because she likes to bark at Mexicans.
No, that's what John said. We should have named her Whitey.
Horrible.
What the hell, Whitey?
Horrible.
No, we got lucky. And they think she's about 2 years old, but I think she's older. Mm. I think she's between 3 and 4 because she's... does not really have much puppy in her at all. She plays a little bit and then she just sleeps 20 hours a day.
That's not possible because every 4 hours it's like, do you think she has to go out? I'm going to take her out. I'm going to walk with her. I'm going to go out. There's no way she can sleep 20 hours a day. She has walked.
Seems like it.
She has walked.
Yeah.
She has walked.
No, she's definitely been a great addition to our life. So, and she's been easy. It's been great. Yeah.
All right, here in the Hill Country, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
We're almost an hour.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, okay.
We're pretty good at yapping away. So it's all correspondence, everything you want to say, tina@curry.com, because don't send it to me. It's just going to get lost.
Thanks, Adam.
It's going to get lost. It'll be horrible.
Hey, it was great talking with you today.
Hey, I like your shoes.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, baby. See you in 2 weeks.
Okay. I'll be here.
That'll be good because I think you live here, Snow.
Yeah, I do.
Keeper.